It is time now for our community connection, and I've got Shane Munson. How are you? The superintendent, Morris Area Schools. How are you?
Yeah, great. Good morning. Beautiful morning. I enjoyed the drive over today, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Haven't talked to you in a little while, so yeah, I guess we should just start off by, well, let's talk about the building update. What's going on there?
Yeah, it's exciting. If you've been by our school site, you'll notice at the tennis court, the building is framed. That's restrooms and a storage facility. They're working on the outside, you know, the finishing touches on the outside and roofing and all that stuff, and then they'll begin the work on the inside of plumbing and things like that. So that's taking shape. And on the addition site, the interior, two big interior walls on the first floor are up, and the big crane will be showing up today and being put on site. And then the exterior walls, which are precast, pre-made walls, they come in sections. They will be starting to be put up tomorrow. So by the end of the week, you'll see lots of progress on the exterior of the building. It'll start to look enclosed and be framed in there. So please take an opportunity and drive by if you have a chance here later in the week and check out the progress on the building site.
Yeah, that's neat. That's it's really coming together.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. Like I said, this is going to position our school district in a great place for the future of our preschool programming and giving us some additional space inside the building to provide the excellent services our students need to have a great education here in Morris.
That's great. And the tennis building is all framed up.
Yeah, as I shared, so the building's enclosed. They'll start to work on the outside with, you know, the exterior. They're putting tin on the exterior, and it'll be a tin roof as well, matching the current bus garage in color, so it'll look nice there. And we're excited about that as well. The lights are up at the tennis facility. The electricity is going to be coming from the new building. So the lights, you won't see the lights come on until the new building is framed up and has electricity in it. So the likelihood of the lights being on yet this fall during tennis season are probably pretty slim, but it's going to be a nice addition for the future of that site. So we're excited about that as well.
All right, neat. And what about the transportation update? I know we talked a little about that last time.
Yeah, so as everyone's well aware, we contracted out our transportation services to Axmit Transportation. The first early days of school were challenging. We had some rough times of some routes and some families and making sure they're being served correctly. We've worked through those. The district is still very committed to work with Axmit to provide excellent transportation service to our students, both to and from school. That's our number one priority, getting our students to school and getting our students home. And then certainly for activities and athletics, you know, making sure our students are getting transported to those events on time and in a comfortable, safe setting. So we're still working on all of those things, and it's we've made lots of improvements in that area. And we've learned through that process about, certainly like anything, you have hindsight's 2020. Mm-hmm. You know, there's things we can do better. Axmit can do better, and we are committed to make sure we do that moving forward. And as as Mike Axmit, the owner, shared with me last night, he's learned a lot about Morris that he didn't know. You know, when you come into a community, you don't know. If somebody says to a longtime citizen here, well, it's the daycare on Fifth Street, everybody knows that daycare is whoever. If you're new to the community, you don't know that, and you're providing transportation to places that you're not sure of. And so they've had a steep learning curve, but they're committed as well to provide excellent service to our school district and families. So we're looking forward to that partnership long term and be in a good place.